All right, back to the book of Jonah. Back to the book of Jonah. Title of the message tonight is Judgment is Coming. Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Then the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish?" Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them. And he did not do it. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, once again we approach your throne of grace with thanksgiving, Lord, thanking you for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the price that was paid upon Calvary for our sin, and that through that price, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Thank you for your salvation that you've made available for all men. And now, Lord, as we look into your word, I pray that you will give us understanding, that you'd speak to us through your word. Speak to us in a mighty way, Lord, that we may know we have heard from you. For Father, we are your servants. Teach us, train us, and give us a passion for your kingdom work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. You know, if you tell society or culture in general that judgment is coming, what do you think the response is going to be? I dare say that many would look at us and say, "What? Are you kidding? Judgment? You're another one of those Bible thumping Christians." But you know, whether they buy it, as I thought about that, I thought about, you know, I wonder how Noah felt, preaching 100 years that judgment was coming, and them looking at him and say, "Yeah, you've said that for years now." Do you know what? Judgment is coming. It's coming. It's going to occur. And with that in mind, that should be our motivation. We as Christians know what's coming. Therefore, since we know what's coming, we've got to care about those who are about to experience judgment. Now, Jonah, God is so very gracious. We've gone through how that he ran from God, but God has given Jonah a second chance. He told Jonah, "Arise, go to Nineveh." A second time, he told Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh and preach the message that I will tell you. And so the first thing that we notice about the command and direction to go to Nineveh is it's God's message. preach the message, he said, that I will tell you. It's God's message designed for God's purpose. Of course, we know the message is, and by what we read, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's the message. But look at the purpose. Look at God's purpose. The reason that he sends Jonah. The purpose of that message was to bring a city to repentance before God exercises his judgment. And so it has actually nothing to do with Jonah. Don't you think about that with me? Because, you know, I've preached three messages on this book, and it seems like the messages have all been about Jonah and his lack of obedience. But you know what? Bottom line is, it was not about Jonah. It didn't matter what Jonah wanted to do. It didn't matter where he wanted to go. It wasn't even about what Jonah thought about the whole thing. It was about God's message designed for God's purpose. Now, obedience, and that's the point of this study. Obedience is aligning our actions with God's desire. That's the point, okay? If we're going to be obedient, we've got to align, get on the same page with God, okay? Because God has a program. Doesn't matter what we want, what we desire, where we want to go. It's about God's program. And it's about God's message. What is God's message? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But know this also, that the message of God is judgment is coming. You go to the book of Revelation and you know, for the one who does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, this is not going to turn out good. And we've got to care. You and I absolutely have to care. You know, if we're going to be obedient, if we're going to align our actions with God's desires and God's purpose, there's going to have to be a culture shift in today's church. See, today's church is all about seeker-sensitive. All about patting people on the head and not wanting to ruffle any feathers and upset people. But you know what I've discovered is this mentality about attracting people and being seeker sensitive, it has produced a generation of church members that think church is all about them. See, that's why I started with, it wasn't about Jonah. It was about God's message and God's purpose. So, because we've been seeker sensitive, we've raised up a generation, and we ourselves have come to think it's about us, and it's not. God gave Jonah a second chance. I believe God has given us a chance. Now listen, I don't know how this COVID thing is going to turn out. I don't know if the vaccines are going to be successful. I don't know if it's going to sweep and devastate our country or the world. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that you and I are still here. And we're here by the grace of Almighty God. It may turn out, you know, this thing may turn out and just turn out terrible. I don't know. Is it a judgment of God? Well, I kind of lean that direction, to be honest with you, but that's my opinion. But I know, whatever happens, you and I are here to accomplish the purpose and the mission of God, which is go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. That's our purpose. That's God's design. Therefore, we're going to have to align our action according to God's purpose. We're here as individuals to care what happens to the rest of this world. And I know we spend a lot of time, and I'm guilty. I talk about what a wicked world we live in and how wrong sin is. I know I preach on, but listen, we've got to care. Part of Jonah's problem was he didn't really care about the people of Nineveh. We got to care about the sinners in our country and in our world. God has, I want you to see, God has given us the chance. And we, as individuals, are responsible for the chance that God has given us. What's your point, Brother Doug? Share Jesus. Very simple, share Jesus. Let people hear about Jesus. Let people hear. Now tell them in love, all right? But let them know that judgment is coming. The Bible says that we'll all stand and give an account before God. You and I are the hope of this generation. Take advantage of the chance. Second thing I want to point out is the success of Jonah's ministry. Don't you want to be successful at it? Here we go. Here's how. I've read books. Man, I've read books on successful ministry and how to build church and all, you know. But this is the bottom line. This is how to do it, okay? It says, Jonah entered the city and he began to preach. And his message was this, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the response to his preaching was absolutely amazing. Their response was, it said, and I quote, they believed God. Now here's a second reminder. It's not about Jonah. It's not how good a preacher he was and how well he could organize a sermon. Jonah went in there with the message that he got from God personally. He preached what he told them, what God told him to say, and the people believed God. And it didn't stop there. Says they put on sackcloth, which is a symbol for their mourning. These people, when Jonah said this, it hit them. We're guilty. We're a wicked people. They were truly sorry for their sin. And look at the king. Look what happened to the king. Says the king, when he heard it, he put aside his robe. And he put on sackcloth. Oh man. Wouldn't you like to see some government folks put aside their high and mighty lifestyles and get on their knees before God? That's what happened. And the only thing that Jonah had was the Word of God. That's it. He didn't have some special program. He didn't, you know, worry about being seeker sensitive. He had God's Word and he shared God's Word with those people. And now those people are turning to God like never before, even up to the king. And I like how this runs. Even the king himself. It started with the people. And it climbed the ladder up to the king. You know, you've heard how it's supposed to go from the top down. Reality is it actually goes from the bottom up. We want to change our government, we got to change our people. Okay? You can go preach all day long to the politicians, but if you don't get the people first, you'll not get the politicians. I'm reminded. You know, it's a new year, 2021. And people were all about, man, I'm glad 2020's over. Have you heard that? I've heard it probably 100 times if I heard it once. You know what I pray changes this year? I pray God changes us. And our attitude and our desire and our passions. That we be a people who desire revival. You know, and I want to challenge you. I said, Brother Doug, what do we need to do? Well, I think here's the secret to success. Let's don't work on filling buildings. Or even to bring our attendance. And this is confession time. I thought, okay, well, once things open back up, we're really going to have to get with it to get our attendance back to what it was. I don't want our attendance back to what it was. I want to be more than that. How about you? But if we're going to be, it's going to be because the Word of God was the central focus of this pastor and this people, this church. You see, we've got to get back into to realizing the power in the Word of God. Somewhere along the way, we've lost that. You know, I I'll be honest with you, as a pastor, there are times I've been guilty, you know? Hebrews 4:12 says the Word of God is alive or living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. We have the greatest church building tool that was ever invented anywhere, and that is the Word of God. Do not rely on yourself and your ability to change somebody's life. Don't rely on the eloquence of a preacher. Look to the Word of God, because that is where lives change. It's what made Jonah successful. Now next Sunday we're going to get into Jonah's problem after his success. But my goodness, can you imagine having a message like 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown. When the people have it, when the people hear that, they just begin to drop. They begin to put on their sackcloth. They begin to put on their ashes. You know? That's a God thing. That's what we need in our country today, is a God thing. It's not because this pastor can preach or can't preach, or our youth pastor has a good youth program or doesn't, or it's, we have to place a renewed importance upon the Word of God. And if lives are going to change, that's where it's going to change. Finally, a city is saved. Oh, I love this part. It says, God saw their works and relented from the disaster that He had planned. Oh, they repented, got down on their knees, cried out to God. They were genuinely turning away from their sin. They were genuinely sorry. And look, God, it says, relented and turned from the plans that He had. King James, always liked that, you know. King James says God repented. And we think of repented as having done something wrong. Repent means to turn. That's what the word literally means. It means to go in a different direction. If I'm walking this way and I repent, I'm going this way. God was walking in the way of judgment. He had it planned. You folks, you know, you either turn or you face my judgment. And Jonah preached God's message to these people. And they turned. And you know what the lesson is there for us? When people turn, God turns also. God turned from being ready to pour out judgment upon an unworthy people, or upon a people who deserve judgment. He turned from that to show a people compassion and forgiveness of their sin. Why? Because they turn. They responded to God's message, God's Word. I am thoroughly convinced that repentance is the only hope of our nation. It's not going to church, even though, let me encourage you, go to church. It's not reading the Bible through so many times during the year. It's not all these little things we do along the way. that's going to change this nation. It's repentance. Let's face it. We are wicked people. We've called evil good and good evil for a very long time as a nation. Isaiah 5:20 describes it quite well when Isaiah wrote, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That's where we are as a nation. We've got one or two directions we can go. We can continue the direction we're going. And sooner or later, one day, we're going to face the judgment of God as a nation. Or we can see repentance as a nation. And we can turn to God. But again, I give you Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap." Sin always brings judgment. And as I said, I believe with all my heart that today's Christian is the only thing standing between the judgment of God and the destruction of a nation. That's you and I. And I don't preach this message to rake you over the coals. I preach this message hopefully to build a fire within every one of us. We're here to change the world. We have what can change the world. We've just got to take it seriously. As individuals, we've got to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a church, it's time to renew our passion for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Me as a pastor, as I was preparing this message, you know, I thought, my goodness. Doug, you got to preach this to yourself 10 times before you can tell anybody else. But I do believe there is hope for our country. I do. It's not a gloom and doom message. I believe there's hope. But I believe it starts with me. And it starts with you. And it's how serious we go into 2021 sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, I have a lot of things I'd like to do. And I told you before in 2021, I'm not going to focus on what I can't do. I'm going to focus on what I can do. Have a lot of things I'd like to do in 2021. Don't know if we get to do them or not. But I do know this. I can make disciples. I can share Jesus Christ. I can take evangelism personally. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask you to pray for me that I will do that very thing. That I will take the Word of God and quickly share it every opportunity I have. Will you pray for me to do that? Will you? I'll tell you what, I'll pray for you to do the same. Because see, it's a responsibility among all of us. Every one of us. Right? It's not a pastor thing. It's not a church staff thing. It's a child of God thing. Alright? We're going to change the world. We're going to have to decide we're going to change the world through the Word of God and through our passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Listen, I want to share this one thing with you. You're a sinner. According to the Word of God, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means you're in trouble. If you die in your current condition, you will spend eternity in hell. That's what you have to look forward to. The good news of Jesus Christ is that God gave His Son, Jesus, to die for your sins. So that you could have eternal life. You ever look at heaven? You ever consider heaven? I do, and it doesn't take me very long to realize it's better than anything I could possibly imagine. That's where I want to spend eternity. That's where I'm going to spend eternity, because I have called upon the name of Jesus Christ to be my Savior. Have you done the same? If not, we're going to have a verse of invitation. I'm going to ask you to come. Let me share with you in the Word of God how to be saved. If you're here today and there's somebody on your heart that you're deeply concerned about, maybe you need to come pray for them at this altar. If you're here today and you're like me, when I was preparing this message, I thought, I got some work to do. Maybe we all just need to bow our heads in this invitation and say, Jesus, please light our fire. Please light our fire. Whatever your need is in this invitation, I've just asked you to respond to the calling and leadership of Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word that does remind us that we have a job to do. We have the equipment to do the job, which is Your Word. The power to do the job, which is Your Word. And we have the opportunity to do the job. There's a whole world out there who needs to hear about Jesus. Father, give us a passion such as we have never had before. Father, I pray that You let it start with me. And let that passion spread throughout this congregation like a wildfire. Let it expand into our community and our state and our nation. Father, open the door where that we may declare Your message to this world who's in trouble. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.